couple of you came to me, Steve and Seder, about the Beis Yosef. So note that at Sam's prompting, I managed to find the Shach Sifra, which is printed in your Torah, actually. This is the Aruch Mishach. And he doesn't talk about it in the Shach, he talks about it there. And he, in fact, explains the problem. And I realized I had read the Rashba earlier, and when you read the Rashba, it makes perfect sense. But the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, there seems to be a stira in what the Rashba says. There really is no stira. It doesn't matter because we don't paskin like the Rashba. The Mechaber actually does paskin like the Rashba. No, it's the Ramo who doesn't, so it renders it lufras. It'd be a hugely, I don't want to say huge, it seems like a hugely useful kula, but I'm not really sure that that's the case. I suppose, I don't know, typically when you get a Shiloh, there are opportunities to be Marbe Mevatel. It's not so, why is it not so easy to be Marbe Mevatel for us?
Oh, because Chaman.
Correct. Tichanas is Nemela, so. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may, let's talk a little bit about Ein Mevatlin Yisrael L'Chatchila. So, the Beis Yosef fetched that the Torah sort of did things a little bit backwards, which maybe he did. He didn't do it backwards. He got pulled into the sugya of Chatir Hanasis Devela because of the smag. Once he got pulled to that sugya, he waited to address it. Then he talks about Eilatlus Chatila. So let's talk about initially what is the status of a Mevatlinis Chatila. Firstly, the Makor I think we spoke about yesterday, right, is the Mishnah in Trumos. Which doesn't say in Mevatlis Chatila, but it does. It doesn't say it in those words. The question is, what is the nature of this Isser? And this is a Machlokas HaRishonim. On the one hand, you have the position of the Balei HaTosos, and that is that in Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Why does Tosos say that? What motivates Tosos? So if you look in the Rashba's discussion, so the Gemara had said that when it said Zeu Hetarabam Echval Isser, Zeu Hetarabam Echval Isser, so the Gemara wanted to know what was the Hetarabam Echval Isser, right? In the Sugya Zorah B'Shela. So what did the Gemara answer? What's Hetarabam Echval Isser? So according to Abaye, what was it? Isser Mashahu by Nimimino. According to Rabbi Yehuda, here the Torah is making. According to Rabbi, it was Tam Ki'ikar, which is Mutter B'chulam Rasa B'kachim, which the Torah was making here. That's Heter B'chal Isser. So the question the Rashba asks is, well, why did the Gemara say the Heter B'chal? Zorah B'Shela Chiddush? Kamavat Nis L'Chatchila. So why did they say that? That's the Heter B'chal Isser. So it sounds like that would suggest that it's only Nisid Rabbanon. That's what Tosus says. But the Ravid, whoever he explains, the Ravid says that in fact when the Gemara says it's a chiddushu, and if it's a chiddushu milo yalfina mine, well if im about Nisid L'Chatchila is only the Rabbanon, well why can't you actually learn Minat Torah from Zeroa B'Shela? Why would that be? Why would that be that you can't learn to all other kachim, let's say? You want to say, it's a chiddush. So why don't you learn that all maybe me knows batal? Why don't you say, tam ki ikar smutar by all kachim except for whatever was chatas? So the answer is, it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the Torah here holds nevat nesur l'chatchila. So the Rashi says, obviously you see that nevat nesur l'chatchila is an isidaraisa, and the fact that Torah is matir, it makes this place a chiddush. And Tosus explains why it's not so. Tosus explains why it's not here that the Torah permits be mevatel l'chatchila. Tosfos say here the Torah is mitzava that mevatel l'chatchila. That would seem to be higher than usual, something like that. Okay, so that's a machlokas harishonim whether mevatel l'chatchila is the raisa the rabbanon. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch is machmir one way, but probably most rishonim assume. I think we say the Ravid is a das yachad in this particular issue. There is, however, an interesting discussion. I don't know if any of you got to look at it in the Pesach Yeshuva. In Os Gimel, he quotes from the Nod of Yehuda, which is worth thinking about a little bit.
This is how he tests
Gimel, yes. It's way back at the beginning of probably Sipei. I have to turn a lot of pages back to get there from where I'm actually sitting in my Shulchan Aruch. And he writes that Ayin Shach Shekasa B'Shem Poskim Shehumid Rabbanon. Right? That's what the Shach says in Sifkatan Zayin. The Ayin B'Tshuvas Dodi B'Hud D'Tinyana Chelak Yeredea Simen Mem Hei Shekasa B'Dam. Just for those of you who haven't actually dealt with Tshuvas Dodi B'Huda, there are two Maduras. There's Madura Kama, Madura Basra, Madura Tinyana. And they each have four halakim in Shulchan Aruch. So when you see, in mine, I think it's spelled out, Tinyana, but sometimes you see Mem Tof, and it means Bandura Tinyana. So he says that Shekasav Dedavka Levatla Tam Shal Isser Hu Midarabanon. Avot Mamasha Sa Isser Yavesh Bi Yavesh Berov Hu Midaraisa V'hu Adin Berov Hu Midaraisa V'hu Adin Levato B'Shishim Ayin Sham. Aval belach belach levato b'shishimash v'sham demutim midaraisa. He tells you to look at a whole bunch of other tshuvas. So this is a very interesting question. This again highlights a point that we've mentioned before, and I think we're going to see this as a recurring theme in many different places in Tarovis, that there's a difference between what you might call bitul hatam and bitul mamashus. In other words, or I should say, bitul hatam versus safek. Or you might call, I don't want to say tarovis, but I don't know what the term would be. It's not just bitul tam, but when you talk about something that's truly mixed together versus creating a suffix. So when I take chol chazer and throw it into a big pot, and I can't taste it anymore, it's batel v'avar min ha'olam. But when I take one piece of salami and I mix it together and play the shell game with two other pieces of salami, well, guess what? The piece of tray salami is still omed v'olam. It's there. I don't know which it is. And why am I allowed to eat the salami? Midin safek, and follow a rov. So that I can eat the first piece because it's probably kosher, and I can eat the second piece, it's probably kosher, and Rashba says I can eat the third piece because it's probably kosher. And even though in the net sum of life, I now have eaten the treif piece, you know, at least the way both the Rashba and the Rosh hold, doesn't really matter. So Tosa says maybe one person should eat all three. Okay. You know, it's a funny kind of Tosa. Maybe, like, we're uncomfortable because we kind of know at some point you ate the tray form, but it doesn't really matter because it was mutter, right? But the other view to suggest that, in fact, that's awesome midaraisa to be mivato. Why? So honestly, I haven't looked up the tshuva, but I'd like to hear your... Why do you think that should be? It sounds like you create... Just to create a suffix and then to rely upon rov might not be mutter min haTorah. Right, it's almost as if the heter of rov is a post facto situation, but to deliberately create it may not be permissible. And I think again, the svara is that by yavesh b'yavesh, he says even if the shishim, it really shouldn't matter how much, the isser still extend. Someone will still end up eating the isser. So midinim of safek, it's mutter, but you're not allowed. If you want it, I don't know if this is perfect. What? Creating. I was going to suggest something else. That the position of the Ramban and the Balamor in Maflige Besvina Pachas Gimel Yom Kodem HaShabbos, that you're not allowed to, it's not quite suffix issue, you're not allowed to put yourself in Sakana, well then it will be Mutta to be Mechal al Shabbos. That's why it's prohibited to get on the boat 3 days before Shabbos. It's why we tell people that you're not supposed to have elective surgery unless you actually must, in which case it's probably not elective surgery. You should try to avoid having it the 3 days before Shabbos, because even if Chil Shabbos is ultimately required, so it shouldn't be that you did it Kodem HaShabbos. You did it at the end of the previous week. But to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos, where you could have avoided this situation, so that's not permissible. That's a famous... The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Yotes quotes this Tosefta from later in the Masechta. The Gemara doesn't explain why. There's no explanation whatsoever in rabbinic literature as to why the reason for these areas. We've shown up many different reasons, but if you look at the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, there are differences between them. If you look at them at the end of the first parak in the Milchamos and the Baal HaMor, so you'll see they talk about this particular issue, the idea of setting up a situation like that. So this in some way seems to be something similar. In other words, when you ma'are, chazer, or you blend something together, the issue has disappeared. Probably even by mimimino, it doesn't really matter because it's basically no longer exists. It's no longer identifiable wherever it is. You know, should the Malach come along, Eliyahu HaNavi come along, he can't point to this and say that's the Isser. But should Eliyahu HaNavi come along, he could point to the piece and say, oh, by the way, that's the Nevela, you know. So apparently, setting up certain types of situations where you have to rely upon this klal is Asr. Again, it's, one doesn't automatically follow from the other, but nonetheless, I think this, there probably is some common root. The idea that certain klalos the Torah allows us to, with a kaf, allows us to rely upon, but nonetheless, you're not allowed the chatchila to set up that situation so that the klal will actually function. Okay. Yes.
Ultimately, this distinction boils down to the fact that the Isser actually like disappears because the taste is no longer there. It's really as if it's gone when you add in...
It's not just that the taste... that's why I started saying it wrong earlier. The mamashus is gone also. In other words, in this case, you can't, A, you have to not be able to taste it, let's say, for many Rishonim. But B, and that's, by the way, an interesting question you could ask according to the Behuda. You have to look at Ayin Rav Teshuva. According to those Rishonim who tell Tam Ki'ikar is the Rabbanon, if you're ma'ariv it where there's tam, but there's no ikar, is that mutter to do midaraisa? Or do you say no? Because since the tam is mikar, even though it's batal min haTorah, nonetheless, the isir is still to some extent to end.
So is it asr midaraisa?
To be ma'ariv and to rely upon the tam ki ikar is lav, and that's min haTorah. The tam lav ki ikar, that's the dim min haTorah.
Right.
Would it be mutter, if it, you can't taste it, and you can't identify the mamashus either anymore, that's pashat. But what if you can't identify the mamashus, but you can taste it, but you hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that less certain, less than a kezayas b'toche de'achiles pras, which is tam kikar, is only the Rabbanon. Minatora tam lav kikar. Would you say, with the Yehuda for that tzara, would you say that that's also asr minatora to be ma'arev? Obviously minatora, if it was this arev, it's mutter minatora, it's only asr with the Rabbanon. But if you were ma'arev l'chatchila, is that asr or mutter to do? The other thing to point out here is that, and I don't think you can, I don't know if we know what the Ravid's position is. You can't tell certainly from the Rashba quotes. I didn't look in the Isser Mashal or Ravid to see. Even if it's Asim Daraisa to be Ma'arev, what's the din of the Tarovas if you did it? Min haTorah. Midrabbanim we know. Midrabbanim we know that Beshogeg is Mutter and Memezid is Asim. The question is, what would the Ravid hold in a Torah? I would have assumed, you can't tell anything from Zorah. His Raya from Zorah B'Sheila is not about so much about the Totzah, but rather that the Torah is Matar Yud L'Chatchila to be Ma'arev Isabi Yadayim. Matar Isabi Yadayim. So that's a question. Would the Ravid say, I would think the Ravid would say that even though Min HaTorah is Asa to do, Min HaTorah, the product isn't necessarily Asa. Why would I say that? You have to think methodologically here. Forget the fact that there's a distinction between shogeg and mezid. Put that aside for the moment. Well, yes, Marty. What's that? So I'm gonna. I can't prove it, but what's the makar? That's the makar in HaTorah. That's a mishnah. The answer is yes. It's Zorah B'Sheila and it's a svar with Zorah B'Sheila. That's the only marker we have. So Mehecha Tesei that it should be Asa.
Are there no other parallel forms of the Deraisa Kanas?
Again, we spoke about this a little bit yesterday that by Shabbos, according to Riochanan Asana or according to Sama Moroyan, there might be a distinction. So I don't know. In other words, it's not that I can prove that it wouldn't be, but the question is, what would the marker be? Zorah B'Sheila is exceptional, not in that the Tarovis is mutter, but in that it's mutter to make the Tarovis. So Mehecha Tesei that the Tarovis is Asa. Maybe, you know, in fact, here's an irony. If the Tarovis, in fact, is Asa, then Mestama, there's no Isser of being Matal Isser L'Chatchila. It just doesn't work. It's called Tashchas. Sam, are you having fun?
Why can't we say the Ravid's kind of like the Novi Yehuda Lex Bar, just a bit stronger? In the sense that...
I agree with you, but even according to Novi Yehuda, it's usher to do. Does it mean the Bittul doesn't work Min HaTorah? If the Bittul doesn't work Min HaTorah, then there can't be an Isser Daraisa being Mavat L'Isser L'Chatchila. It's just that Min Daraisa doesn't work.
Why would we say the Bittul doesn't work?
What's that?
Why would we say the Bittul doesn't work? doesn't work. You just can't enter into a suffix.
Correct. So I that's what I think that you're just saying it a different way. Why would I say that it doesn't work? The answer is I don't know. The Torah Perv is doing it, but what's the Makor for saying that it doesn't work once you've done it? Look, if you were to say it's also, what you're really saying is that the Din Torah is not that it's aim of atlas l'chatchila, but that Min HaTorah, bitul l'chatchila just doesn't work, which would be a huge chiddush. And it's the exact same, I don't want to bring it right, it's exact, there are situations where the exact same mitzias and Kavana plays a role. Like Kilayim is a good example, where Kavana, you know, by Kilaya Kerem, Kavana certainly plays a role. You could have the same situation of two situations of Eruv. One where you knew about it, one where you don't, and the one you don't know about it is mutter. You know, one you know about it, and you do anything is usher. So that, you know, you have the same mitzvah. But my default assumption is that it doesn't work. This logic, by the way, that I'm raising here of if it doesn't work, then there's no issue to be mevatel, goes to is an issue that comes up, I think, within the sugya of kiddushin. The Torah says lo yikach eshes, let's say eshes aviv. Right, there is no prohibition on being mekadesh eshes aviv. Why? Because it doesn't work. Right, you're left with two choices. You either read it as an iser, or you can read it in effect as a statement, as that the kedushin are tofsin. Right, it's hard to have both. You can have a discussion for those that are doing daf yomi. Okay, a few days ago, we just passed one of the classic sugyas in Shas about the yada. And in that sugya, a really, really, really important tosos, two deis about what ein shlichah d'var aveira means. Does it mean that there's no that the mishalech is a nenash, or more than that, that there's no chalos of shlichos when there's an aveira? Big, famous, controversial case of Nod Yehuda about a husband who was megarish his wife against the chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, but he did it through a shaliach, and I think Nod Yehuda wanted to argue the get was invalid. Because he was megarish ishto bal korcho in violation of the chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, but he did it through a shaliach. And Nadav Yehuda had tremendous back and forth with his colleagues. I think he got attacked for this, but he basically argued the get was not valid because ain't shlich the arver means the shlichus and chal. It's two days in Tosin Bav Mitzia. What?
What? There's no
chalos. No, the two ways of reading. Look at Tosin. The 2 days in Tosin. Anyway, but be that as it may. Be that as it may, so in that discussion, one of the questions that Tosus talks about, and the Gemara talks about, is a Kohen being Mekadesh a Grusha, or a Kohen asking Yisrael to be Mekadesh a Grusha for him. And one of the points that is made by Tosus in discussing that issue is that this only makes sense according to Abaye, on some level, who believes that it's usher for a Kohen to be Mekadesh a Grusha. Rava believes that there's no malchus on kiddushin for sure. It might be you get malchus if you have bia, and you get double malchus for lo yikach and lo yichalo. But let's say, but the reason why Abaye can hold that you get malchus for kohen being gadish agrusha is because the kiddushin works. Normally, that's the way we work. There's one famous exception to this rule where it doesn't work, and you get malchus anyway.
Magic.
No, it means that the chalos doesn't happen. This obviously only works when you're talking about something that's a chalos. Like, ein shlichah d'var aveira, and whether if you say that it means the shlichos isn't chal, ein shlichah d'var aveira, if I hire Reuven to go kill Shimon, so it might be ein shlichah d'var aveira, but Shimon is dead. Right? That's a fact. That's not subject to a chalos. You know, and we talk about when a person dies, it's a chalos shem yisrael. He's dead. That's a fact. Right? It's only when you talk about things where the physical actions themselves, it's not enough for a man to hand a woman a get. It's not enough for a man to hand his wife a get. The get has to be written l'shma. The nesina has to be, better said, the nesina has to be l'shma. If he says, kinsi l'ashtar choza, it's not a get. So when you have an action that's not just it's not just a postman, he's not the delivery man to write the get. It's actually a maisa which has a chalos. That's what you can talk about. When we say ein shlich d'aver, does it mean there's no onesh, or does it mean that there's not even a chalos shlichos? So the same thing, when we're having this discussion about the magic, and magic that doesn't work, obviously the Rambam says because it doesn't physically work, it means the Isser wasn't on doing efficacious magic, it's just usher to do these actions. Moshe?
By Tamura.
Excellent, that's where it comes up. Tamura.
I mean, you still could say it worked, but
It works. The point is, you don't succeed and try. You're right, it makes the Behemah Kaddish, but the Gemara, you know, in the same way, think about, you know, we saw, did we see this year already? We saw this last year. By Truma min ha ra'ala yafa. Rashi quotes this in Chumash, right? If you're Torah min ha ra'ala yafa, how do you know that it's chal? Because it says, v'lo yesu alav chet, v'harim chemes chelbo mimenu. It's probably, this was in Daf Yomi, that's why I saw it last year. You won't be no sechet when you separate the truma from it. So the Gemara says, im eino kadosh nesiyas chet lama. If the truma that you did of ra layafe wasn't chal, what's the nesiyas avon? It's just still tevo. You do it again. Bishlama, if the truma is chal, so you did the mitzvah badly, but you cannot do it. Because once you separate truma and it's chal, you can't separate truma again. So that's what the Gemara says. If it doesn't work, what's the avera? Im eino kadosh nesiyas chet lama. So that's the question of, I think that's more the standard paradigm. Tamura, I think, is the exception. Right? Tamura is what surprises the Gemara.
When we're talking yes. about if it doesn't work, then like, saying that you can't do it, it sounds like it's not
familiar to Tshuva, but not like anything else. Well, my point is that if it doesn't work, then there's no issue in doing it except for Baal Tashmas. It makes more sense to say that Minat Torah, the product is Mutar, but it was Aser to do.
But what's not familiar about being Aser to do?
I'm sorry?
Punished for that?
I don't care about the onesh. There are lots of things that don't have an onesh specified. Mitzvah saseh, the yom avato don't have an onesh specified in it. Chazal say you bring a carbon ola and bittul aseh. Okay, it's not really a chiyuv.
But on a theoretical level, like it makes more sense that if something's usser, we shouldn't create a chalos for it. Like a chalos doesn't really exist naturally. It's because we set up a mechanism so that the action occurs. So if it's something that's usser, why should we create a chalos for it?
You're asking why it should be chal. If something's also the answer is a sugya in Tmura, a very important sugya about Komilsa Amar Rahman Alasabad Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. It's Machlokas Abayim Rava. It's not clear what the nafkamina is, and that sounds strange. The sugya goes on for two blot. It's unreadable because it's Tmura, so they never really edited it, so it's hard to read. If you ever try learning Tmura, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's true for most of Kachin, but Tmura is one of a handful of Masechtas that are particularly difficult. It's like Nazir also. Has a lot of that. What? Me'ila, right. There are five mesechtas which they theorize were edited in a different yeshiva. I don't know if it's really edited in a different yeshiva as much as they weren't edited to the same extent as the rest of Shas was. So you look at that sugya in Torah. Abaye says that kol milsa da'amar rachmana lo sabed yavid mahani. If Torah says not to do something, it still is mahani. It works. Meaning it's chal. And Rava says no. The default option is kol milsa da'amar rachmana lo sabed yavid lo mahani. So the Gemara goes back and forth trying to find what's nafkamina, because every time there's a case where it is mahani or it's not mahani, so the other one will have a drasha to explain why that's exceptional. So the Gemara ferrets out some relatively obscure nafkamina at the end of the sugya. You know, it initially tried to say whether ribis kitsutsa is yotze b'dayanam or not, if you paid it or not. And then the Gemara says, no, that's wrong, and whatever else. So then they settle upon, I forget what, some obscure, relatively obscure nafkamina. So that's the larger, but that's philosophically speaking, that's the larger question. When the Torah says not to do something, is it chal or not chal? And it's not a totally academic sugya, because I don't remember where I've seen it, but I think it's more than once. It comes up where Achronim raise the issue and think that in certain situations the Gemara didn't address, there should be an afkamina, you know, contemporary issues, nafkamina yavid mahani yavid la mahani. But on the assumption, so I understand the Torah says not to do something in some cases, we might say it's lamahani, but there shouldn't be a violation of an isser either because you haven't done anything. Right? That's independent of your question. Your question is why should it ever be chal? And if it's never chal, then what effect in many cases the Torah might just be telling us that what you do doesn't work, not what you're doing is asr. And as a Kohen, my point is if a Kohen is Makadish Grusha, the Kedushin are Tofsin. If the Kedushin weren't Tofsin, then there would be no Isser involved for sure in the Kiddushin. The Isser would only be an Isser Bia just as like it is by the Arayas. Right? Nobody says that a man is Makadish and sister, it's Usser. It just doesn't work. That's Vashem Yislachla. It's the Gemara. The Gemara's in the Dharam. Rashi quotes in the Chumash. That's about Kavanah Salev. A person tried to sin and failed to do so. So you're still culpable. That you understand. That's Rachmano Liba Boy. It's not be. That's not be they based in. It's Vashem Yislach Lo. It requires kapar, right? We all understand that if you try to murder someone and you miss, in halacha, there's no punishment for it, right? But you're still an evil person, and presumably the Bnei Shalom might punish you. Attempted Aveira is, that was where Rabbi Akiva cried, right? Isn't that what he cried over? Is that one of the cases or something like that? Or was that a different case? Okay. Fine. So that's a fun note to be Huda. Okay. Enough said on that. Let's now take a look at the Torah citation of the Rashba. Benji, can I prevail upon you to Mechubad with the Kriya? That's how we have to frame it. Mechubad with Kriya Sator and Beis Yosef. I just need your Hebrew names now and what title you want to be called by. Okay.
Money for Shir.
I don't know if all Sephardim do it this way, but I once had a student who was a Sephardi, wonderful guy, and a Syrian, and at his wedding, I think I was the sole Ashkenazi with the bracha, which I felt very bad because I didn't know the Sephardic chant. But the best part was that one of his friends, MCing, came through before and said he wants to give you a bracha. Just go up under the chuppah, meaning all the people in Mavarchim would gather there from the beginning of the Sheva Brachos, and you just handed the kos around, which was I apologize for the Ashkenazi nigun, and then presided to the bracha. But nobody was announced, nobody was given a title, so you couldn't be poches from someone's kavod. Because nobody was being given kavod of a title. It's a much, much better way. It's much more efficient, too. Okay? So, Mechubad with Kriya Sator. It's Mr. Shulman. Go ahead. Right, so you're not allowed to do that. Okay, you cannot. Now, there he says you're not allowed to be ma'arev v'yadayim. Okay, now you have an Isser, which is only the Rabbanah. Now, he says, Iker Isser on the Rabbanah. You're not allowed to be Ma'ari, but Avar.
Avar, Be'arva, Be'hater, Kedel, Vatla, Be'shogeg, Mutter, Be'mezid, Asr.
Right, so if you went ahead and you did it, so then if you did it Be'mezid, it's Asr. However,
Nafal Ma'atma, Be'hater, Afal Pish, Aim, Be'hater, Kedel, Vatla, Mutter, Losi, Be'hater, Kedel, Al Ashur, Be'chazina, Be'etim, Shinishar, Be'min Hashem.
Shinashrum, and Adakel. Okay, so the Rashba says basically when it comes to Davar Sheikari Sura in Elamid Rabbanan, and we have three examples. We have the Gemara's example, Eitzim Shanashu and Adeko, we have Gvinas Akum, and we have Sham No Shogit. Those are now, I don't mean to suggest the Rashba thinks that's an exhaustive list, but within the Rashba's discussion, that has to fit the paradigm of something that is Mutter Lahosif, but not Mutter La'arib L'chadchira. Okay, now, I want to come back to Rush. The Rush is the interesting discussion. The Rush, which is, again, I don't know if this comes up that often, the Rush is a much bigger Chumrah, and the Rush is a much simpler Shita. The Rush basically says that this is all irrelevant because it's really just by Atzei Muksa or something like that. Anything that you burn it, or in the process of any Isser on wood that's only made the Rabbanon, and you're burning, in the process, so that's Mutter Timivatel Isser once it fell in already. Once you have a Tarovis, it can be Marbe Mavadel, which basically means it's relevant to us is zero, right? If you happen to have any natural gas that is usur, then lechora you, and if it fell into the natural gas that is mutter, you could be marvin more natural gas than that would be mutter. Whatever. Okay, so you understand why it's not relevant. So now he says, I don't even rest al kasav. Yeah, the Isser is consumed, it's not there anymore. Okay, and finally, just the last line, actually. No, we're not going to talk about that now, because I'm leaving that till after Chagim. I want to read one section in the Beis Yosef. I'm going to read. You know, after we get to the Shulchan Aruch, you read. We have Gvinas Nachrim. What's the reason for Gvinas Nachrim? There are like four or five reasons given in the Gemara. There is one that's rejected, fundamentally rejected. But the is the A, they might use treferenet, mamid in ba'or kevas nevela, they take the stomach lining of the nevela cow, put it in, that's mamid bedavar aser. Some say it's a concern that there's a little bit of non-kosher milk mixed in, and even though non-kosher milk doesn't curdle, it's sort of omeid bene atfei, it's sort of stuck in the cracks and you don't see it there. Some say it's because of gibui, because of fear that the milk was left uncovered. Some say it's because mamid raso besraf shel orla, and then there's some say mamid raso besraf of something else like that. The Gemara thinks both of those are wrong because it would be aser b'hanaf if that were the case. And then I don't know if there was anything besides those five reasons. So those all have to concern really with a taroves of isser or a taroves of sakana. What's the isser mishum of bishul akam? Why is it asat yit bishul einachum? Chasnos. Because you make such a wonderful chulin, and I like it so much, and I want to marry your daughter. Fine. Or my son to marry your daughter. Fine. Better that way, because then I don't have to deal with your daughter, but she'll make the chulin, and I get to eat some of it. Fine. So it's a concern of chasnos. Okay. What's that?
Isn't there a Magen Avraham that says that you know that you can test your yichus if you, right? Isn't there something with like if you like trying to know the design of
No, there's a mitzvah to eat chamin if someone doesn't eat chulin. So we think that we're mochoshish that there might be a tzuki about ayakare. I know, but that's not. If it's that you won't eat hot food, I know. We can make fun. Okay, fine. Anyway, so they still say that there are continues. Again, mi ubi surunchi karmi the rabbanu ki bishuli nachem achayot zibo en nafo lepachas mishi shemar balei lachat chila ubavatla to garsina beperakama de yom tov eitzim shenashu min adekel. So the Rashba says that kula is only when the tarov has happened already and you're trying to save yourself hesed. You're not allowed b'chatchila to be ma'ar v'isr, even by davar she'ikaru mid'rabbanan. Here's the key line. Now, here's the problem with the Beis Yosef. He truncated a very important line, and I'm going to read you the rest of the line. And this is what the Aruch Mishach quotes. So you see in the Beis Yosef, he says, Lo amru ela bi isurin sheikar midevrei bovad, uchemosh amarnu. The next words in the Rashba is not v'yeshmi she'omer. That's like eight lines down in my very small print, Rashba and your Makaros. The next words are as follows. Aval b'isurun she'ikaran. Now, he just said, this is only true by dvarim isurim she'ikaran midivreya, midirabana. Aval b'isurin she'ikaran midi'oraisa v'nis'arvu beheter she'yesh bo k'dei levatlo midi'oraisa ela she'asru chacham ad she'bo shishim omer omasayim o she'en lo bitul midvarim So what is something that's ikaro not b'drabanan? Not an issa d'rabanan that's modeled upon a d'oraisa. An issa d'oraisa where it's batal min haTorah already because you have a shir min haTorah, but it doesn't have a shir min d'rabanan to be mevatel. So the Rashba at this stage, right now the Rashba only knows two distinctions. Those things that it's asur to be mosif, and those things that it's only asur to be ma'ariv. So the Rashba says that one of the things that are asur to be ma'ariv lachatchila, but it's mutter to be mosif, things that are ikar midrabanan. The things that are asur even to be mosif are things that ikar midaraisa. What does ikar midaraisa mean? It doesn't mean an isidar abanan that's patterned upon a daraisa. It means something that's mamish asur midaraisa, but there's a sheer bittul already. Another way of looking at it, of determining this is, do you know what the difference between Ikar and Daraisa, Ikar and Darabanan is? Take the Isser when it's still be'en. Is it Asur min haTorah to eat that, or Asur min haRabbanan to eat that? If it's only Asur min haRabbanan to eat, that's called Ikar min haRabbanan. If it's Asur min haTorah to eat, that's called Ikar min haDaraisa. Even though right now, it's only an Isser Darabanan, because min haTorah you already have the Shibidol. That's what the Rashba means. Not a speculation. It's what the Rashba actually says. So now the Beis Yosef skips a section and he says, "V'yesh mi she'omer, the yisurin d'rabanan she'en lam ikar midaraisa ki bishulei nachem uvinasam She'en lem ikar midaraisa l'mishum gzeira bovad. U'trumas chutz laretz v'chalas chutz laretz ma'arvin osom l'chat chiva b'yadayim b'toch rosh shel heter v'ochlan osom. Now when here he says, the problem for the Beis Yosef, and the problem he gets into, is that when you look at what the Rashba now formulates, yesh misha omer, the isurin the rabbanon she'en lem ikar midaraisa. Now, what kind of isur midrabbanon do you think those would be? All things that are us are only midrabbanon when they're be'en. You think every isur midrabbanon, not a sheer midrabbanon, but everything that be'atzmo be'en is us midrabbanon, you think that's what the Rashba is talking about. But he doesn't say that. He gives examples of bishulei nachrim, gvinasam, she'en lam ikar midaraisa mishum gzeira bovad, utrumas chutz laretz v'chalas chutz laretz. So now the Rashba actually is going to say, and he's going to say this at the end, you have three, actually, categories. Things that it is mutar la'arev, things that are mutar la'hosef, and things that you're not allowed to do anything once, both l'chatchila and after the fact. What thing, now, within the Rashba, what falls into which of these categories? Well, what is asur even to be mosif after the fact? Things that are d'oraisa when they are be'en. What things are usur la'are but are mutar la'hosif? Obviously, things that are usur only mid the rabbanon be'en, but not only isurim the rabbanon. Which isurim the rabbanon? Isurim the rabbanon, which are not merely because of a gzera. So what does that mean then? What's the distinction here? We've discussed this. I would just say the following. When you have a din the rabbanon that is patterned upon a doraisa, you have truma mid the rabbanon. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? For example, Trumas Dagon Ti Rosh V'Yitzar in Eretz Yisrael, not Bezman HaZev, once upon a time, was Midda Oraisa. Trumas Peiros HaIlan in Eretz Yisrael, according to most Rishon, is the Rabbanon. But it's modeled. In other words, you have Truma the Oraisa, you have Truma the Rabbanon. But I would say the following. Basar B'Cholav. Basar Behema B'Cholav is the Oraisa. Basar Of B'Cholav is the Rabbanon, but it's patterned upon the Oraisa. It's not so much a gzeira. Everything, every rabbinic decree is a gzeira. But if it's sort of modeled upon the Doraisa, almost as if to say, but Sam didn't like this, because of a famous Nesivus Dale quote, which is, the no Isser Chefzes by the Rabbanon. But if it's an Isser Chefzes mid the Rabbanon, versus an Isser Gafra mid the Rabbanon, this is now Truma mid the Rabbanon, versus I can't eat this lest I come to do X, right? Then, if it's Ikaro, if it's modeled upon a Doraisa, even though it's completely the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be ma'arvi adayim l'chatchila, but you can be mosef. And if you have something that's not at all modeled upon a daraisa, but it's simply a gzera derabanan, then that you can even be ma'arev levata l'chatchila.
According to you, then, the Rashba has a distinction between trumas for Israel, that's peros, versus trumas chutzlaretz.
You have to, almost right, that's why some of the achronim wanted to be magia, as you saw, it was at the Shachu quoted, wanted to be magia, the Rashba is saying truma bizman hazeh. Where it's all midrabbanon.
But even then, it's still
according correct. To model. Correct.
I think you might be better off going with like a Bach-like answer, which depends on what the Xera is about. Is the Xera an unto that you might be violent in Daraisa, or is it so another answer you can like forget or forget Torah's Truma?
No, but that's worse. He says Shalat Tishtakach.
Oh, you think better. It's
okay? Yeah, except for the problem is Gavina Sakum as you come to violate this Daraisa.
Unless
you Pasakum is certainly the case.
Yeah.
Right.
Mention
Pasakum. Right. Shamnu Shogira again. What is Shamnu Shogira other than Xavier might compete again? I don't know. Right. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's a little confusing. Yeah, Marty.
Isn't there specifically say that chicken and milk?
Oh, so for sure. And the Shach goes after the Mordechai for suggesting that the Ram holds a Tosis chilik between Ikkar Daraisa and not. Shach says, what are you talking about? The Rambam says, Beferish. He would argue in the Besarah. Correct. The Pashtus in the Rambam holds any Isser the Rabbanon. You can be Mosif, which, by the way, bottom line is actually, with the exception of Chalas and Trumas Chutzlaretz, which might be a Gemara saying that it's Motta Tibim Arabi Adayin, is where the Rashba comes out also. The Rashba basically says, if the Isser that was the Sarai Be'en is the Rabbanon, when it was Be'en is the Rabbanon, it's Motta, right? Ultimately, that is probably where the Rashba falls out. So the Beis Yosef continues the citation. Again, the Yesh Misha Omer, up until now the Rashba had only two categories. If the Be'en is the Raisa or the Be'en is the Rabbanon. The Raisa, Asur Lahosef. The Rabbanon, Asur Lahosef, but Mutta Lahosef, but Asur La'ari. Now, Now the Beis Yosef continues. He says, again, quoting the Rashba, I'm repeating. V'yesh misho me b'yisum d'rabbanon she'en l'ikom midaraisa, ki b'yishu le'gan m'finasam, she'en l'ikom midaraisa, m'yishum gzera b'vad. U'trumas chutzlarets v'chalas chutzlarets, which is only gzera atu from Eretz Yisrael. So, those things, ma'arvin osam l'chathchili v'yadayim b'tok rosh al-hetav o'chlan osam. V'yesh lo tzasa ma'a she'yismoch b'damrinim perak ad kama. Trumas chutzlarets m'vat l'barov. V'yesh mish Shaomer, Shay Mekilin came the Vatal Isl Khathila, Afila be Surin Shadram Shanika Bidaraisa. There are those who say no, that that's not a rule. Uber Trumas Chutzlara Tushe Kele Yosemi Shari Surin, the Kakas Ramban. The Ramban says that Trumas Chutzlara, maybe Halas Chutzlara too, are sui generis. They're the only cases that you're allowed to be Ma'arvi Dain Lachathila. And furthermore, Rabbeinu Shimshon Kosta the Parakvas with the Halash, Afila Lavat the Barobla, or Lakoin Tane, Avalatir the Zarmlo. You're not allowed to be Ma'arvi Trumas Chutzlara. So that is our community. You're allowed to be an arev truma schutzlart that's tame, so we're coming getting to tarovas. Okay, nimsu. Turns out the Rashba says shlosha dina mevitol isurim ha'echad isur torah filu shiur the rabbanon. That's clear. This matches what the full version of the Rashba. In isur torah, even though the shiur is only the rabbanon, afal pishen afal asocheter shem bo shiur levatlo emosifan alheter kid levatlo ve'itzarach lomar shem arvin asam yadayim kid levatlo. Of our abitel a sharibalav and meshogig motav and mezid asul the mishnah svata bavura, isur shel devarim sheishel ikur b'daraisa ema arvan osam yadayim kidei levatlo v'imasa kain mezid asur avolam nafal me'atzmo ve'ein behetek kidei levatlo marba lavu mevatlo. So here he says, notice devarim isur devarim sheishel ikur b'daraisa. What does he mean by that? He means that the isur is completely midrabanan. But it's not merely a gzeira atu adaraisa. Right? His language is certainly, there's a reason why the Beis Yosef got confused over his language. But here he means, the v'isur shel devarim sheyeshlo ikur b'daraisa means completely midrabanan, but not merely a gzeira on a daraisa, but rather modeled upon a daraisa. So there, mutal hosif asal arev. Isur shel devarim sheyeshlo ikur b'daraisa ketrumas v'chalas chutzarets ma'arvin u'mavatlan osam b'rov l'chatchila. And not just Truma and Chal Sutfarts, even Gvina Sakum and Pasakum. However, the Yesh Omer Shlo Amru Kane, the third rule, Ella Betrumas, the Chalas Chutzlarets, Avalo Bashara Yisurin, even though they're only completely current the Rabbanim. The Yesh Lachash Ledevraim Adkan. So what Rashba says, once you read it carefully, explain it, makes perfect sense. In other words, all agree that if Dafer Ve'en is Daraisa, you're not allowed to even be Mosef Alav, even if it's only Asa Midrabanan now because you have a Shir Midaraisa. Something that is the Ve'en is the Rabbanan, but it's modeled upon a Daraisa. Adin the Rabbanan Legamri, but Yeshlo Iker Bidaraisa. Adin the Rabbanan Ve'en, but Yeshlo Iker Bidaraisa. It's Asr La'arev, but it is Mutar Lahosef. And a Davar, which is Ikaro Midrabanan, not only is the end the Rabbanan, but it's just merely Xera. Some say it's Mutar to be Ma'arev, all of that category, L'chatchila, and some say no. The only thing in that category you can be Ma'arev L'chatchila is Chalas Chutzlaretz and Trumas Chutzlaretz, but everything else in that category goes in number two, where it's also La'arev, but Mutar L'hosif. Pretty straightforward. But now, and he says, V'gam b'toros ha'bayasa katzar, pasak sheyesh lachosh l'devrayim halach l'maysa. He says it should be Ma'arev. Now the Beis Yosef gets stuck. Umashe kasav the gvina sagoyim ein lo ikur b'daraisa. Kasav Rabbeinu Rishpo the shumner shal ginami ein lo ikur b'daraisa. Ve'emesh shal Rashba tzmani yitameh. She kasav b'torah sabayis hakatzar isur shal devarim she shal ikur b'torah. Ki gvina shal goyim she asur mishum chalef tameh. Uche shumner shal gid she asur mishum gid. Uva arach kasav the gvina sagoyim ein lo ikur b'daraisa. Uche mashe kasav no b'samoch. Now the answer is very simple. What's the answer? We're not having to read the Rashba again. Yes. Gvina Sagoyim and Shumna Shogid are having Ikur B'daraisa, but at the same time Ikurin is only Midrabanan. What does that mean? In Ikurin is only Midrabanan means the Isur Be'en is only Midrabanan. That's why it's Mutal Lahosif once it was Nisarev. However, they're not merely Xeros Midrabanan, they're patterned upon a Daraisa, and therefore, it is Asur to be Ma'arev it Lachatchila. This still is a minor issue, but I'm going to let that go for the moment. After kach matzasi lo, zal shekasa b'shar rishon, the shomer shall get shenesa mishum lesa deigno mishum lesa dachal lamikri eno ikur b'daraisa. Aval gvina shogayim afidu shechashishu l'tarovis isur shel Torah ein alegzera. Now it is bedikto. It's eino ikar min haTorah, so that it's mutar lahosev. It's yeshel ikar min haTorah that it's asur la'ar v'chatchila, even according to the shita that says that all the rabbanans that eino ikar b'daraisas you can be ma'ar v'chatchila, shomer shogid doesn't fall in that category. In other words, there are three conceptual categories here. There is, I'll call 1, 2, 3a, and 3b. 1 is Issa d'Oraisa b'en. 2 is Issa d'Rabbana b'en, which is mouthed upon the Raisa. 3a and 3b are Issum d'Rabbana, which are Eino Ikum and Ator, means they're only merely Xeris. The difference between 3a and 3b at some level is capricious. 3b is Chalas and Trumas Chutzlaretz. 3a is everything else in that category. So the Bachlokas, the two Deirs in the Rashba, is 3a like 3b, or is 3a like number 2? So that's what creates the confusion of language. Because on the one hand, coming back to this Beis Yosef, category 2 is Eilo Ikar B'daraisa compared to category 1, but it's Eishlo Ikar B'daraisa compared to category 3.
Are they working the source and make a distinction between category 2 and 3? Or
I'm sorry?
Is there a source?
In the Gemara, not, the answer is yes. Because there is a source. It's a steer in the Gemara's, because the Gemara Beitza, it's not a Peirush steer. The Gemara Beitza says Mosif Alad, right? And the Gemara in Behoros says Mevatla Harov. Now you could say, I don't know the Gemara that Sugya well, you could say maybe that means only after it was already in Sari, but it's not. But they all seem to think it really means you're allowed to be Ma'ariv L'Chatchila. And if that's the case, there is a seer in the Sugyas. And the question is: is Trumas Chutzlaretz unique with Chalas Chutzlaretz, or is it representative of a broader category of things that are Ikarim Midrabbanan, are only Midrabbanan and Ikarim Midrabbanan? That's the machlokas between 3a and 3b. Okay. And then he says something very odd. Omikomakom. Le'ina dine nafkusa bedavar. Shekfar hela sheroi lachos l'devarhem achmirim. There's no nafkamina, because the Rashbasha should be machmir. In kain kol isurin shal devarhem shanheim, chutz mi trumas v'chalas chutzlars. That's true. That makes sense. But for yeshlet mo al rabbeinu, shekosta b'shem arashba, the devar shikar min arvanu chinsar behetar, mosa lavo mubatlo, ume achar, afo p'shafo p'shu sabur kain, kosav sheish lachos l'devar osim, lo havali l'arbeinu lichto b'shmo stam lehetar. So this is the part that I know that got Avi and Liam all worked up. What is the Beis Yosef talking about? He says the Torah shouldn't have quoted the Rashba, because at the end of the day, the Rashba is Machmir. Because he's Machmir like the second day. Yeah, but there's a big difference between the Rashba and the Torah. The Torah in the second, the Rashba in his Maskana says, you know what? 3a goes with category 2. So you're right, only in 3b are you allowed to be Ma'arv L'Chatchila. But for the Rashba, everything that's the Rabbanah when it's Be'en is Mutar Lahosif Alav, that's for sure. So it really does matter to quote the Rashba, because the Rash says that pretty much every Yisud Rabbanah is also Asif Lahosif. The only thing that's Mutar, according to the Rash, that ever Lahosif, is Dabar that Mikla Kali Yisur, which is almost nothing. It means Mokta, Atei Mokta. So of course the Torah has to quote the Rashba. When the Rashba was Machmir at the end, V'yesh Lahachmir, it wasn't being Machmir for the opinion of the Rash. He was being machmir for the opinion that davar, which is ikaru lagamrei mid the rabbanan, it's merely a gzeira, except for chalas and trumas chutz laretz, you're not allowed to be ma'ar v'chatchila. You're only allowed to be mosaf v'chatchila. So of course the Torah has to quote the Rashba. It's totally different than the Rash. The Rashba was never machmir for the shitas harash. Okay. Anyway, that is what the Beis Yosef had to say here. Okay. So, is that clear, Rabosai? Do I need to repeat one more time? What?
It may be helpful for people to like to sketch out the
I would have liked to, and I don't have the...
Do you want me to just get a marker from another room?
Well, I don't have a marker anymore. Why don't you have a marker?
The Shear assistant's job to have a marker.
Exactly.
Run and see if there's a marker. Have a marker. Oh, that's right. You're a teacher. My first cheer assistant, he'd have a marker, he'd have a napkin or something, so he'd have everything.
He had a laptop?
He did it, but I don't remember if he had it in show of the time. Anyway.
I haven't even given you a laptop.
You can throw it.
I have no end.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
It's like tossing a paper during taco.
Trying just alerted, by the way.
What?
Trying just alerted into your hand, so I don't know if that counts for anything.
For what?
That's like that. He's like, he can throw you now.
Or the shears,
that's it. Chal. Okay, category Aleph is Davar, She'asur, Min HaTorah, Ishidu, Be'en. Even though it was Nis'arev, the Shior HaMavatlo Min HaTorah. And this, at one point, is what the Rashba refers to as Ikara Bidoraisa, even though it's the Rabbanon. In the earlier part. Category 2, initially, is all Davar, She'asar, Min Rabbanon, Kishehu, Me'en. And he initially calls that Davar, She'ikaro, Midrabanan. Okay. Category 3 is Davar She'asur Midrabanan Kishehu Be'en Eino Asur Ela Mishum Gezeira. Okay? And once he invokes that, it's also a Davar She'ikaro midrabanan. And in reference to that, he refers to this as a davar, she'ikaro minatorah, she'ish leikar minatorah. I have to look at the precise language, maybe, I don't know if he addressed the distinction. Now, within this category, we have... I'm sorry, I switched over. Gimel. We have... I'm going to call it 3A anyway. 3A and 3B. 3A and 3B is, 3B is Chalas Utrumas Chutz La'aretz. 3A will be Pas Ugrinas Akum.
Shais.
Okay, in this, by the way, I think is Shando Shogid. Right, I'll put that in Sam. Not all, I don't know what to say. Who mix us sharisum the rabbanon? Because other where does the other mix us go? In this, in category 2. So the point is, the difference between category 2 and category 3 for Ashva is whether it's us or mishum gzeira, or it's we said it's modeled upon the doraisa. That's where our suggestion is.
What exactly did we call the nature of the establishment?
Well, it's a funny kind of issur because it's barely even usur. It's mutter because Yisrael kadoshim and nagu b'usur. So the truth is, it's funny because it can't really be a gzeira unto the gid. Well, because if you eat the shum on the gid, you're going to come to eat the gid. Seems highly unlikely.
But also, it should be less than gzeira.
What's that?
It says a minhag to treat as
derabanan. Right. No, it's an issur b'fnei atzma.
The thing is, you think that if it's which just the people, not the rabbis, it would be less than gzeira. Here, it's because it's more than gzeira.
Whatever. Okay, so that's how things sketch out. Why go? Yeah. It's a good throw.
It's a good throw. That was really funny.
Okay. I hear the Giants are looking for a wide receiver. Schlein has declined to apply.
I'd rather take
it's evil.
I'd rather take the pay than
all. Okay. Okay. Fine. So let's take a quick look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch. Vav. Vav in the beginning of the Ramah. So he paskins like. I don't know. Well, I would argue he's paskin like the Rambam. It's not clear what he thinks the Rashba says.
Maribel is pointing that says it's going to turn Rashba.
I know. And I'm asking whether that's true or not, given what the Beis Yosef said at the end.
I think the Rambam is the language of Esther Shalzberg.
What's that?
I think the Rambam uses the language that's supposed to be.
Yes, probably. He certainly does. The Shach will quote him in Sivkatan.
Yeah, Abba Be'isr Shal Debrahim Bebakan Isr Bekachila. I'm not sure the Rashba. Like, I'm just saying there's a very specific phrase.
I understand. I think it's the Shitas Rambam. Where does he quote the Mordechai? Why am I not seeing this? Where is the Shach? Oh, later. It must be on the next page.
The Shach
Oh no, it was the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef quoted the, I was looking at the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam, Mordechai claims the Rambam holds like Tosfos, and he thinks it's not actually the same thing. So the bottom line is the language of the Rambam, and it's the Shita of the Rambam, not the Shita of the Rashba, the way the Beis Yosef understood it. We think the Rashba would agree with this, but it's kind of ironic. It's not a surprise, by the way, because Machlokes, the Rush holds one thing, the Rashba holds another thing, a second thing, and the Rambam holds a third thing. Who is he going to pass them like? There's no majority of the Rambam, Rush, and Rif. As far as I know, unless the Rif quotes that, Gemara and Bates also might. Although Bates actually never cites it in the name of the Rif, follows the Rambam.
Does the Rambam say anything about Beit Daim, though?
Be Asr La'ar Beit Daim? That I don't remember.
No.
He just talks about Pesachta. But that's fine.
So therefore, it is the Rashba, in a way.
Well, no. He's just taking the din. He's limiting the Rambam's din to a situation where the Rambam spoke about. Right? Because if you look in the Rambam, he gives the post facto case. And Rambam only talks about Marbel and Makal. The Rambam may not even acknowledge the existence of a notion of being merciful. You have to look and see how the Rambam paskins by what does it mean that Trumas Chutzlodz for Matlam Shabarov. Look in the Gemara Bechorosh and see if the Rambam quotes there. Okay, fine. And what does the Rambam say? Not a surprise. He follows his guiding light of the giants of the Rishonim. Yishomrim. Okay, so that's what the Ramah says. We are not knowing actually Lahosif. Okay. Right, because with a whole bunch of Ashkenazi Rishonim, Pi'alam with that Shiva. I mean, the Mordechai is a contemporary of the Rush. They're both Talmidim and the Marami Rutenberg. Okay, one of the Piskei Tshuva I asked you to look at. And it was a Taz also, Zion, with the two Tazes.
Taz is on a different figure, and the Tash is like seven.
What?
The Taz is on Shashat like seven.
Ah, which belong here, actually. Zion? What?
Zion.
Oh, maybe that's the case. I meant your Zion and Shach. I corrected it in my own sheet. And the Ksav Yad. Okay. I have corrected that since I'm aware of it. What's that? No, the Zion and Tess. Right, I think that belongs on this. So Zion, the Taz, I'm going to read quickly, says, the Simen Pei Dalet Sif Yud Gimel, Mavoran Den In Kavanos Arak V'Davar Achik Ol Atakin Ad Vash Mutar, V'Va Simen Kuf Lam Zayin Sif Beis Kasati Dehani Dafka B'Yev Shabi Yenacher. If your purpose in being Mavatel is not to be Mavatel Isser, but you have a different reason, you need to process the food, that's Mutar if there's no other way. V'Mashah Kasav Kan Avar Bitla O Shariba, L'Chor Hu Kefo the Bitul Hain Riba, V'Nere Dafki Kamar, Avo Bitel Shazarak Yisimut L'Toch Hatamu B'Shay Shishim Nedo, V'Shanapal Me'atzmal Ein Shishim Hetta El Shariba Achakach. So that is incorporating both. I know. And then he says in Sifkatan Tes, he talks about it later on. So he has a much greater arichus there. Okay. So that's where he quotes that tshuva of the Marik. Okay, so here, the Piskei Tshuva writes in Os Dalad, Ein bayer heitev b'shem taz dahod the mutter main kabanosa dafka b'yev shu b'yinachol. Prima gada mavor da'afim eshu rakshu tircha k'nami shari. Ayin sham. Okay, so the ayin b'sefer b'si hu da shakasal al pizeh nere v'priya eit shakarin melons Shemavaslim, what? Piskei Tshuva Sifkatan Dalet. What?
It's also not
Yes, it is. I didn't write Dalit on the source sheet?
No.
What happened? That's terrible. Okay, so I'm reading Simchat HaDalit. You're not chayiv. Okay, we'll reduce the punishment from Malkus to Carbonola. There's a bit to lasek. The ayin b'sefer beisuda shakasal al pizay nira b'priya eight shakaron melons shemavashlu m'may mechakach sochten asa melons v'zerken osan u'masanen es asak u'mavashlu asa b'dvash l'tvol b'em pas v'basa d'en tzorch l'dot mikodem asa melons echad echad l'mos v'socha nekafim l'dot mitolayim. You don't have to worry about the bugs, which would be b'en. Now, obviously, what's the concern? The concern is not that you can eat the bugs because you're cooking it and straining it out. So that in itself is the problem. But the problem is, what are you doing in the first place? So he says that you're not obligated to check each melon. Liros v'socha nakav l'dok mitolayim b'shchich v'ameachar de'ikatircha meruba l'dok kulam. Ach ein de'ver prim v'gadam mukharachim. Your purpose in cooking them is not to mivat all the bugs. Your purpose is to get something else out. So he says you're not mechuyev to engage in that other stuff. And then there is a tshuva of the Noda de Yehuda, which is really important. I don't even know what this what exactly this food is, but they would use some type of a part of a non-kosher fish that was dried out, and they would it almost looks like it's precipitate, like it precipitates the stuff out. And the Noda de Yehuda has a discussion. So there are many, many important kosher issues that are in this tshuva. I'm not going to read the tshuva, but it's something that you should be aware of, for expanding your horizons, because we're not going to deal so much with, I know I periodically get shyness from students, can I eat such and such a food? And the truth is, I'm not a bucky on those things, because I'm not involved in food processing. So I don't, can I eat food X? Does food X require ashgacha? Well, I don't know, how do they make food X? Tell me how they make it, I can tell you if it requires ashgacha or not. So anyway, so this tshuva has many relevant points to the larger questions of food processing. Okay. Anyway, so we'll stop with that here. I wanted to just...